12.2 Integrated Databases. In the most sophisticated jurisdictions, databases between court systems, such as dockets, hearing schedules, court personnel schedules, and non-court governmental systems, such as police records, property titles, and administrative agency information, are integrated and able to share information, and in some cases, interact with it. Integrated Justice Networks. The perfect example of this is a police officer who gives a speeding ticket with a date and time for the defendant to appear in court. The computer used by the officer, wirelessly of course, in his patrol car is able to talk to the court's database, allowing not only for the date and time to be set at that moment, but also automatically informing the court's system to expect that defendant. Such a network saves vast amounts of time and results in reduced human error when compared to more antiquated multiple user input systems. Such integrated networks spider out from the courts to other governmental entities that have a relationship to the judicial system and which would benefit from an almost real-time ability to interact. Computerized case management systems. Most courts have implemented or are implementing case management systems that provide real-time single-user updating. This means that only one user, usually the court clerk, needs to input information and not multiple users on multiple systems. For example, if a hearing date is altered by the court, when the clerk enters the new date, the judge, prosecutor, and all attorneys are automatically notified and all court-administered calendars are updated. However, every court seems to have different priorities and requirements, resulting in different software and programs from county to county, and sometimes from court to court.